And no surprise, at least not to me, that the Emmy ratings were low, Dean.
Not just low, they were the lowest of all time. So a lot of people took what I say, you don't need to watch, I'll watch, and then recap it the next day. A lot of people, I think, you know, went that route. Turns out that the ratings came out, and they had 4.3 million people who watched, which seems like it's okay, except it's 27% lower than the lowest ratings ever in 2022. So, you know, ratings-wise, I mean, there were a lot of things. You mentioned it the other day that it was up against an NFL playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
They had to reschedule the Emmys this year because of the writers and the actors strike. So it came, you know, right after the Golden Globes and the Critics' Choice Awards. So, you know, people are kind of sick of award shows anyway. But when you get 1, 2, 3 in a row in two weeks, that's a lot. That said, we've got the my favorite award show of the year, the Grammy Awards, that are coming up in a couple of weeks. It's going to be on February 4th. And I like this show because it's almost all performances. It's not all the usual, you know, award show nonsense. Mm-hmm. And they just announced the first group of performers for this. Billie Eilish will be performing. Dua Lipa will be performing. Olivia Rodrigo will be performing. Rodrigo and Eilish are both nominated for 6 Grammy Awards. Dua Lipa is nominated for her song from the movie Barbie, Dance the Night Away. The rapper SZA has the most nominations, 9 nominations in all. So I always look forward to the Grammys. I feel like I'm at a concert with all the best performers. You know, you got a front row seat to all the best performers for the Grammy Awards.
February 4, right?
Correct.
For the Grammys?
Mark that on your calendar. And I know you won't want to miss it.
The concert news that we have now, people will be marking their calendar for Janet Jackson, won't they?
Yeah, this is a pretty big deal that she's coming back to Chicago so soon after she was just here. She was just here about a year ago and is now bringing her Together Again 2024 tour to the United Center this time. It's going to be Wednesday, June the 19th, hopefully a nice warm night. And Nelly is going to be her opening act for that show. Pre-sales will begin this morning at 10 o'clock. If you're a fan, you want to get in on that as soon as possible. General ticket sales will begin on Friday morning. And, Bob, I know you're a huge Nicki Minaj fan.
Hey, who isn't?
And who isn't, really, honestly? She has added a second show to her Chicago visit that is scheduled for the spring. Pink Friday 2 World Tour was scheduled for the United Center on April 24th. That still stands, but now they've added an additional show on April 25th, and pre-sales for that are already underway, and general ticket sales begin Friday at 9 o'clock.
You know what warmed me up this morning? I saw a note that they're going to be announcing the Ravinia summer schedule. I think it's like March 14th, but just thinking about that made me warmer.
Yeah, that's an optimistic note. I got to say, I always look forward to that as well when they announce it. I mean, tickets aren't going to go on sale like until May or something like that, but they announce it when it's still cold outside, and it gives you an optimistic note. You can kind of, you know, picture yourself out on the lawn at Ravinia enjoying James Taylor or, you know, somebody of those perennial favorites up there. So, we'll look forward to that as well.
Note to self, buy new candelabra for Ravinia this year.
You know what I like to do each year before I go to Ravinia? I stop at Crate and Barrel, and I buy one of everything. And then I just set up, you know, the most gaudy setup possible on the lawn. I like that. I think they're still doing it where you can reserve a spot on the lawn. They started doing that during the pandemic just to spread people out. Mm-hmm. But people really liked that they could reserve a spot on the lawn to put out their things. And, you know, they kind of, you know, would be able to tell people where they are, you know, people who are meeting them later. So I think they still do that. But I love sitting on the lawn. I mean, it's nice to sit in the pavilion. But I have always enjoyed myself sitting on the lawn for whoever I've seen or heard out there.
I shouldn't say this because it gives away the secret, but I believe this is still true. There is a spot that's relatively close to the stage on the lawn, but it's pretty close up, and it's near a couple of trash cans, and nobody wants that space. And so many times Marianne and I are able to grab that spot, and we sit there, with the garbage, kind of blocking us, it's a wonderful night.
You are very, very romantic. Marianne is one lucky woman that she gets to go on a date with the guy that puts her right next to a garbage can.
Before we get to the new streaming shows, Dean, tell us about this strange story concerning the late Suzanne Summers.
This is one of the most unusual stories, I guess I would say, that I've heard this week. Suzanne Summers passed away a couple of months ago, something like that. And since then, her husband, her widower now, Alan Hamill, says odd things have been happening in their Palm Springs home. For example, he said that the other day, a hummingbird flew into their house, made the rounds of the kitchen, living room, and dining room. But then the bird hovered in front of a framed picture that was one of Suzanne Summers' favorite pictures in their breakfast nook, and landed on top of the picture and stayed there. Now you say, okay, well, that could happen. That's not any kind of super, unusual kind of thing. Then he said the fireplace went on by itself, and music came on by Suzanne's favorite composer, an obscure composer that Suzanne really liked. But both the fireplace and the music came on at the same time while this hummingbird is in the house.
Is he pitching a reality show to a network? Sorry to be so cynical.
Yeah. I thought I had this nice romantic spiritual story.
That's interesting. Who knows?
It could be a fantastic reality show. I kind of believe in stuff like this. I'm usually very cynical. I'm usually very skeptical. But I've seen things like this also happen, I'm not surprised. I wouldn't be crazy about a hummingbird flying around my house. But
well, I saw the ghost of Dick Biondi just this morning. Oh, so
there you go.
What's new on the stream?
We've got lots of good stuff for you this week. Perfect for the cold weather. The latest addition to the Fast and Furious franchise is now on Prime Video. Fast 10 with Vin Diesel, Jason Momoa, and many others. Also new to buy or rent this week is The Marvels with Brie Larson as Captain Marvel. That is also on Prime Video. Our old pal Mandy Patinkin, Chicago's very own, has a brand new series that is beginning. He plays a world-famous detective solving a murder on a luxury cruise ship. It's called Death and Other Details. You'll find that one streaming now on Hulu. Oscar winner Jodie Foster is investigating a murder in Alaska in the new season of True Detective. Night Country is what it's called. And that one is streaming now on Max. This coming Friday on Amazon Prime, there's a new animated comedy that's called Has-Been Hotel, where a young demon tries to redeem a selection of souls to give them a second chance at heaven. We've got Paramount Plus with Showtime's The Woman in the Wall, story about a mother trying to find the child who was stolen from her at birth. That will begin streaming on Friday on Paramount Plus. This one I haven't seen yet, but I'm really looking forward to a documentary that is called June, that takes a look at the life of musician, singer, songwriter June Carter Cash. What a life she had, not only as the wife of Johnny Cash, but just on her own, with archival interviews featured, never-before-seen footage. If you are a country music fan in any way, I'm going to recommend this one to you. It is streaming now on Paramount Plus. Jason Momoa has got a reality series that's called On the Roam, where he travels on his motorcycle all around the country looking for inspirational stories to tell. That begins streaming tomorrow on Max. And also Netflix has got season two of the dating show that's called Love on the Spectrum. This is the dating reality show where people who are on the autism spectrum search for a soulmate. And it's pretty sweet, very, very touching, and the streaming for that begins on Friday. You know, there's so many choices. And with this cold weather, I must have watched like four movies this past weekend because I didn't want to go outside and do anything.
Yeah, as they say, the hut levels, the homes using television, are way up.
Although it's, you know, we're going to be a balmy, what, like 15 degrees this weekend, so it's going to be nice.
Are you actually going outside to cook on WGN-TV today?
You know, that's funny that you say that, because you're about the fourth person to ask me, am I going to be grilling today? And we have done grilling in blizzards and in extreme cold, but the answer to the question is no, I am not. I'm going to be in our palatial WGN cooking area, complete with the Kenner Easy Bake Oven that I've mastered over the past several years, our tiny little oven that we have. But today I'm trying to do some, you know, some comfort foods, some, you know, good recipes for the cold weather. And I don't know if you know this or not, but it is National Slow Cooker Month. I think that was proclaimed by Congress. That's the one thing Congress could agree on, that it should be National Slow Cooker Month. So it has been designated as such. So I got my slow cooker, and I'm making a meatloaf in the slow cooker, trying to do something different. I mean, you know, soups are great, chilies are great, beef stews are great, lots of things you know, that we think of when we think of slow cooker cooking. But a meatloaf is really super easy to make. It's really delicious, and it's so great to be able to get all the ingredients together, set it, and don't even think about it for 8 hours, and then it's done, it's ready to put on the table. So you know, there's very little potential for me to get injured today.
I guess it could
blow up. I was using my mother's slow cooker that she gave me when I got my first apartment, that I've had for, I don't know, like 40 years, 50 years, something like that. And I finally decided I should probably go invest in a new one. Even though it was operating properly, I thought it's probably not worth burning my house down just to keep going with this avocado green slow cooker that she got me back in the day.
Whenever my wife makes something in the slow cooker, all I know is our house smells fantastic for a couple of days.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's very airy. Our studio right now, because I've got the meatloaf, I've put it on a low setting, and it's like 6 hours on a low setting. So I started it early this morning when I came in, and the studio smells fantastic right now.
You're going to make people hungry. This is strange. A pizza was just delivered to the studio with a note: thanks for mentioning me. Be happy. Don't drink and drive. Dick Biondi.
Oh, so, how about that? Isn't that nice? I'm just mysterious. It's like Suzanne Summers was here and helped deliver that pizza on top of a pizza. The song was on top of a pizza.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's Dean's Entertainment Report. More tomorrow.
That only Bob and I understand.
Well, it's a tool for our amusement, as Landecker and I always say about these jobs.